Elise Glink is the CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company, a regular guest on the show. You know Elise, and what is it? What's behind the difficulty in finding jobs?
Well, you know, Lisa, it's interesting. So it's not that there aren't jobs out there. There are. But for the first time since 2021, November of 2021, the number of recurring claims by people who had already filed for unemployment rose to their highest level. And so what we're seeing is that people are staying on the unemployment rolls longer than they've done in the last 4 years. And that number has got economists concerned because it's obviously taking longer for people to find work. And that means things are slowing down a bit.
And maybe when they're off unemployment, they're not finding a great job, or they're finding a seasonal job. Could that be it?
They might be finding a seasonal job, but it's really more about getting your full-time permanent job. It may be not the job of your dreams, but it's certainly something that people would get that have benefits associated with it, full-time, whatever. But the report that came out is showing that job seekers are staying unemployed for about 6 months, and the share of unemployed workers who have been out of a job for 27 weeks or longer, so that's going beyond 6 months, rose to 23.3%. So the Bureau of Labor Statistics looks at how long it's taking to get jobs, the number of people that it's taking more than 6 months to find a new job, and they're starting to raise a little bit of an alarm. It can be volatile, and it can be that, you know, it's a holiday week or whatever, but there's some indications that now employers are getting very, very picky about who they're going to hire. And I actually am having an experience with this, a former employee of mine from, I don't know, maybe she worked for me maybe 7 or 8 years ago. She's been interviewing for a job, and I got asked by the recruiter if I would be a reference for her. I said, of course, she was wonderful. She has gone through, I think it's something like 7 rounds of interviews, and she still doesn't have an offer yet.
That is brutal. That is brutal. I don't know that I'd make it through 7 rounds of interviews.
It's hard. I mean, people are, you know, especially if you're trying to prove that you've got something new to say. I mean, after a while, you've kind of said everything you can say about yourself, I think. But she's still in the game. They haven't said no, and she's hoping they'll say yes.
Oh, my gosh. I saw your notes, and you said 50% of Americans feel financially stressed 3 or more days a week. We were kind of joking here with the producers among myself and a few other, and we're like, well, if you're stressed, it seems like you're stressed 7 days a week about it.
I know. I thought that was really funny. It's actually 3 or more days a week. But what was interesting about some of the new statistics is I kind of took a look online and I thought, let's see where we are. Because for Best Money Moves, I had taken, this was a couple of years ago, more deeper in the pandemic, I took a look at some new research that had come out that was tying sort of mental wellness to financial wellness to physical wellness, right? Mind, body, wallet.
Right.
And, you know, even a few years ago, it was becoming really clear that these things were intertwined. And so I thought, well, let's see what the new data is saying. And so what was so interesting about this is that according to some new research from the University College of London, your body is keeping financial score. So physically, you're embodying all of that financial stress. So whether it's 3 days a week or more than 3 days a week, but the research came out and it found that financial stress disrupts the communication between your immune, nervous, and endocrine systems. Those are the three systems in our bodies. And people experiencing a financial strain were 59% more likely to belong to the high-risk group for serious health troubles 4 years later. Mm. So these are basic biomarker changes linked to cardiovascular disease like heart attacks, depression, and schizophrenia. And all of it is much higher correlated when you're financially stressed.
Oh my gosh, it's making us sick.
It is. I don't think people even realize it. You know, when you're stressed about money, you don't sleep at night. I'm just going to go with kind of the easy things, right? You don't sleep at night. Well, what happens when you don't sleep at night? Your cortisol levels, your body just starts to react, you know, in a different way. And so when you're really sick and you're tired and you're not paying attention and, you know, your head isn't quite in the game, right? It, your body produces the same inflammatory signals it uses to fight off infection, but there's no infection, right? And so this just circulates through your system. And according to the survey and to the research from the University College of London, it starts to destroy your health from the inside out. And so that's why the more we learn about financial stress and how insidious it is, the more we need to work as employers for our employees and employees themselves. You got to work towards reducing that and finding ways to get control of your money.
Right. And it's difficult. And we do know that stress leads to so many terrible things on so many levels, but I just never saw it coming from financial stress. I just thought that, you know, I don't know what I guess I didn't think about it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. What's worrying to me is you've got 17% of young adults that are reporting significant financial stress. And that's 5.8 million young people whose brains are operating basically in crisis mode 24/7. And when that's you, you have, according to the research, 6 times higher odds of psychological distress. So now you're financially distressed, you're getting the mental stuff engaged, and once that's engaged, then your body starts keeping financial score. And I think this study from University College London really puts a fine point on the idea that if you are financially stressed, you got to figure some way out of it, whether it's side hustling or gig worker, take an extra job, do some extra stuff, whatever it takes to get your spending under control and bring in more income. You got to do it because your health depends on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, speak to your kids about it. That's that age group. They are financially stressed. I think that just comes with the age, right? You're trying to move out. You're trying to buy a car. Yeah. You're trying to pay off college loans.
Yeah, it definitely comes with the age. We do know from other research that Gen Z is doing a fantastic job of saving for retirement and thinking about it. But clearly, there's an overlap between what they're trying to do in terms of saving and doing, but people who aren't as successful with that. And so we got to get everybody at all ends of the spectrum, parents, kids, grandparents, got to get everybody engaged and help find ways to solve these problems.
And how can people find you?
Well, I wrote about this in my newsletter, Love Money and Real Estate, and you can find that at glink.substack.com, and I hope you'll sign up.
Thank you, Elise.
Always a pleasure, Lisa. Have a great weekend.
You too.